So the Elgamish Levita Masechtas Chumas Perik Dalid Mishnah Yud. Here we have a third machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in regard to the halachos how Chuma becomes batal. But a bazu in this case that we're going to learn about B'ez Hashem, it's the other way around. Rabbi Eliezer Meikel, Rabbi Eliezer is the one who's lenient, but Rabbi Yeshua Machman, Rabbi Yeshua is the one who's more strict. Where is this case? Rabbi Eliezer is Meikel and Rabbi Yeshua is Machmer, Zakta Mishnah, Bedoires Litra Kitsiais Apiakat. This person presses a litra. Litra is a measurement. It's a certain amount. A litra of dried truma figs, and he presses it alpi, in the opening, in the mouth, hakat, of a jug that has dried chulin figs. Try to picture the scene over here. We already have dried figs that were pressed into this kat. And now he's pressing truma figs on top of them, right? At the opening, at the mouth of this kat. But he has many jugs over here. Now let's say he walks away from it, he comes back and he goes, oh, which one did I press it into? I pressed truma figs into one of the jugs, I don't know which one. Any day, Eza, he doesn't know which one of the jugs it was. Rabbi Eliezer says, now in this case, Rabbi Eliezer is being makel. He says, Royin oisan ki ilu hen prudas. Look, we know for a fact that the truma figs are in the opening of one of these jugs. But I'm going to ask you, in all these jugs, besides what he pressed in, what else is there? Is there 100 litros of chol in there? If there is, Royin oisan kilu hen prudas. I'm going to view it as if the truma figs that he pressed in, even though the fact is they're just on top, still, we could say that they're separated throughout the jug. The ones on the bottom, malas osol yainos, they could be mevatel the ones on top. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer will view this as a typical case of one part truma to 100 part chulin. Even though it's not really mixed up, the truma's on top. That's what he means, ki'ilohin prudais. I'm going to make believe like it did, separate throughout the jug. As if it totally got mixed up. And fine. So you have 100 to be mevatalit. Rabbi Yeshua says, not in this case. Loi salah. I can't say the ones on the bottom are mevatal the ones on top when you know clearly that they didn't really get mixed up. The truma stayed on top. You know when it'll become batal? If you have 100 kadim. Loi salah, chiyusha meya kadim. If I have 100 more jugs, so I'm going to look at all the jugs and say I have 100 times as much. All the upper figs in all these jugs, there's 100 of them to be mevatel, the one truma. But I can't count the figs at the bottom. I can count 100 top figs. So in other words, Rabbi Yeshua is saying I would have to have 101 jugs over here. The one that he pressed the truma in, plus another 100. So when the figs look different, but they're thoroughly mixed up, that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. No, they look different. You can't combine the two. Rabbi Yeshua says, they're thoroughly mixed up, you can't. Here, where they look the same, so Rabbi Eliezer says, oh, they look the same. You can count everything here. The bottom ones move out to the top ones. No, even though they look the same, but they're not thoroughly mixed. I can't count the bottom ones to move out to the top ones. Unless you have 100 jugs, so I have 100 figs on top to be mevatel the one jug with the pressed truma on top.